Would they have like rides and things like that?
Have what?
You know, different rides that the children could ride on, or games.
Carnival type.
Yeah.
Yeah, they had that someplace. Yeah, I think they did.
Okay. Okay. This was another type of activity I was wondering about. It's an event where they ride horses and rope cattle and things like that.
Rodeos, yeah. They had them around more so than they have now.
Okay. Where did they have those?
Where?
Yes.
Well, they had to, have a decent pen, I mean, to hold the stock.
They didn't have one in Idledale, though.
They did one time that I can remember.
Okay.
But that was on the other side of the creek where the old motor club used to be.
Okay. What would they do at a rodeo in the old days? I'm just wondering if it's the same as they have now.
Pretty much the same as now, okay. Only it's on a smaller scale.
Okay. But they would like, they would ride broncos and,
yeah,
and rope cattle and things like that?
Same thing.
Okay. Would they ever call anything besides a rodeo? I'm wondering if they ever use the word like stock show or stampede.
Well, stock show goes with your National Western and so on, but no, not for these smaller ones.
Okay, okay. If someone is really funny, we might say they have a good sense of, if someone is really funny and make us laugh a lot, we might say that person has a good sense of
humor.
Yeah. And the red stuff that women sometimes put on their face.
Oh, you mean lipstick or rouge?
Yeah, yeah. I want to ask you another kind of Western term. What's a dude?
A dude?
A dude. D-U-D.
He's somebody that comes out from the city and don't know anything towards ranching or anything.
Okay. Would it mostly be somebody? Would it be someone from the city or maybe somebody from back north?
It could be from any place. I mean, if they're not brought up with it, they just wouldn't know anything about an animal or anything.
Yeah. Did you ever run into any dudes when you were growing
up? Well, sure, but I didn't call them that.
Not to their face, anyway.
No.
Okay. The place where they bury folks is called a what?
Bury what?
Where they bury people is called
cemetery.
Okay. Would they ever call it a graveyard?
Yeah, I guess they have called it that too.
Okay. And the service that they have for them when they pass away is called
The which?
The service that they have for them when someone dies, they call that a would you call it a funeral?
Funeral, yeah.
Okay, okay. And the thing that they bury people in is called a
casket.
Okay. And now, this is something I think may have changed from the old days. But in the old days, when someone died, did the family go into a time of, or a period of, grieving where they...
Well, I think some religions probably did.
Okay.
I think that more or less depended on what religion they
okay.
were.
I was just wondering if you ever had been to anything like a wake or, you know, a time where you... Okay. Can I get you to pronounce, I was thinking of a time of mourning, you know, of when the family mourns for the dead person. Could you pronounce mourning for me? You know, if you're like mourning over the loss of someone.
Mourning?
Yeah. Is that the way? Yeah. Okay. When you were little, were there any haunted houses in this area that children were afraid of?
No.
Okay. What is it that's in a haunted house that children are scared of?
What is it?
Yeah. What would you call that spirit?